الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this beautiful poem, and Maulana Shams al-Alam is from Bangladesh here. What he has told us is also about the same subject matter, and there is a very important subject matter that to save ourselves from women looking at them, thinking about them, etc., associating with them. Here Hazrat has given this beautiful poem of Hazrat, where he has given also the remedy for this. حفاظت نظر, to look after one's gazes. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ. The پردہ is gone less amongst people now. Women, they are not observing پردہ, it's gone less. So it has become difficult to live now. To guard your gazes has become, wherever you look, you just see women, no matter how much. If you look down, there are women there also. You're going up on an escalator, you look down, you see women. You look this side, you look that side, billboards, newspapers, those who watch TV, all the time presenters are women, news readers are women. So it's very difficult. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, in his time, which was perhaps about, say, 100 years or more from now, he was the judge of the High Court in Allahabad when the British were ruling India. He said one beautiful poem. At that time he said, کہ عورتوں سے پوچھا کہ تمہارا پردہ وہ کیا ہوا. What happened to your پردہ, you woman? You were always in پردہ. Where is your پردہ gone now? They replied and said, وہ ہمارے مردوں کے عقلوں پہ پر گیا. That پردہ has fell on the brains of our men. Our men don't want us to be in پردہ now. They have become dumb, our men. They have become stupid. That پردہ has fallen on the heads of our men. So today is that time, and آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. Now the eyes that look and the eyes have got a connection. Message goes to the brain, to the heart. Now the heart is also becoming inclined to these women. This is a reality which Hazrat has explained first. And one of the great points which a person should note in the poetry of Hazrat, that he explains that, and then he gives the remedy also. He doesn't only show the bimari, the illness, but he gives the treatment of the illness also. And if we take the treatment, we will benefit. So this is a reality today. Women who don't observe parda, and then how many of them are not beautiful, but with their makeup, they think they are beautiful, and shaitan plays a fool in between. He makes them also think they are beautiful, and he makes men also think they are beautiful. This comes clearly in the hadith. When a woman goes out of the house and she's not dressed according to Sharia, then shaitan makes her look beautiful. She in actual fact, and how many people who got involved in this afterwards, when they realized, then shaitan withdraws again very quickly. He leads you to destruction, and the minute you're in destruction, he withdraws. And he withdraws with all that, but he made that woman look beautiful. Your affair with her, he made it look enjoyable. With all that, now reality comes. Now you see her as she is. And now you see the reality of your stupidity, your folly, etc. Now you say, how could I have become so stupid? When we become the slaves of shaitan, this is what happens. So if a person is on his guard, and that is what really the essence of the tasawwuf is, to realize that shaitan is our enemy, and to be conscious of that all the time. Wherever you are, that shaitan wants to mislead us. Shaitan and nafs are our two enemies, avowed enemies, open and clear enemies. And if a person is not conscious of his enemy, what can happen to, what destruction will come to that person? If a person has got an enemy in business, your business rival, and you know he's plotting against you, in any other matter, a boy wants to get married to a girl, and there's some enemy who's making problems in between. If you are not careful of that, in your relationship with your wife, or wives, if there is an enemy who wants to break up your relationship, how lot problems. And if you're not worried about that enemy, you are just not concerned, you're not even aware of it, what will be your result? So shaitan, which is our worst enemy, who wants to, this the main thing, he wants to rob us of our iman. He wants to rob us of our jannat and akhirat. And we live a life as though he doesn't even exist. We don't even think of it. We must be on our guard. And our heart, which is called in Arabic qalb, heart. And it's called qalb because litaqallubihi, that it changes all the time. So how much mustn't you be conscious of your heart? And we all know, sometimes we are inclined towards good deen and we feel very nice. And sometimes what bad thoughts and what, how lazy we come and what evil thoughts come. So a person who's not concerned of his heart, and this is the essence of tasawwuf, to be concerned of your heart all the time, to be conscious that nafs and shaitan are our enemies and we must be on our guard. So shaitan has made this woman give up the parda and make them look beautiful in the eyes of the people. They think that they are beautiful, and the eyes have now started troubling the heart also. They are giving messages to the heart that speak to her, build up a relationship with her, etc. So now Hazrat gives the remedy. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Don't be stupid. First of all, even now, it's only shaitan that is making her look so beautiful. And eventually you will see. And even if a woman is really beautiful, but old age is going to come. Hadrat draws that sketch that how a woman will look when old age will come. Her teeth will have fallen out. One, two long, yellow, dirty teeth may be left. And then her cheeks are gone. Her templates are gone in. And Hadrat explains that her breast now is hanging 1 foot down. And her legs at one time were looking like springbok legs. Now they look like elephant legs. That will come. And her hair also like a donkey's tail, it will look now. All that taghayyur. So think. And on the other hand, if you make your contact with Allah, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'nin. And yawm, Allah Ma'alusi says, fi kulli waqtin min al-awqat wa fi kulli lahzatin min al-lahzat. Every split second, Allah is in a different, beautiful splendor. So if you make your contact with Allah, Allah will keep you in a different splendor all the time. And if you make your contact with this woman, humiliation, disgrace. How many people have lost all their wealth, their health? Today, AIDS, HIV, they lost their health, they lost their family. خَسِرَتِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Dunya also lost, akhirat also, just because of the stupidity and folly. Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. It is totally useless and stupid to attach your heart to them, to even think of them. When you're going to sleep at night, now you're thinking of this woman, you're thinking of that woman, you're thinking of so many women. Hey? Oh, your wife is right next to you, you don't think of her, you don't even see her. You're thinking of all the women of the world. You are bringing destruction upon yourself. Lekin agar aankhon ko tu unse lekin agar aankhon ko na tu unse bachaye. If you don't say, and this Hazrat says, it is a great favor of Allah that he cut the whole disease from the root, from the eyes all the start. So Allah said, don't look at other women, and you won't get bad thoughts if you don't look. If you only look at your wife, you won't plan anything evil. And what sukoon you will have in your life. What iffat, padamani, purity. And what izzat and respect you will have. In everyone's eyes, what respect. Those women who want to attract you. And many women, they don't want to get involved in anything. They just want admiration. That they must be admired. That is one prime thing in a woman, that people must admire me. But when you don't, you will have respect in their eyes also. That these people, they don't even look at us. They don't worry about us. They will know that these people have got quality. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on the conquest of Baytul Muqaddas, they put all the most beautiful women. They realize that to overpower the Muslim militarily, we cannot. Destroy them spiritually. So they put their most beautiful woman with all the jewelry and everything in between where the tent was and where they had made the place of namaz. They had to walk in that. And on the path on both sides, these women they had put. But the Sahaba walked, and those women said afterwards, we don't know if these were stone or whether they were wood, that they didn't one bit, not from the side of the... And a woman can make out very quickly that I'm being looked at. And then she feels very nice. But when you don't look at all, like this, the Sahaba, what victory Allah gave them, what honor Allah gave them. So Hazrat says, Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana, lekin agar aankho ko na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. If you don't guard your gazes, your heart cannot be guarded. Then your heart is going to be involved also. And the least is khiali plow. You're just going to imagine, fantasize all the time about this and about that all the time, and in that you're destroying yourself. And this fantasizing, perhaps, we, for example, Hazrat says, you become old, now you can't do anything, you've gone colder than a deep freeze also, but even then your evil thoughts still don't leave you. They will still trouble you. And there is a fear that maybe at the time of mort, whatever a person has in his heart, that will come out at the time of mort. If we have got money in our hearts, money, the desire. How many qissas are written? A person, people are reminding him, read, La ilaha illallah. He say, Amrood lelo, 2 rupiah ke amrood, 1 rupiah ke 2 amrood. That is what at the time of mort. If you've got woman in your heart, then that will come, and it will block the kalima at that time. Eh? So we have to be very careful. And if until this is exceptionally important, our 5 times namaz, hajj, umrah, everything, khanka we come, jamaat we go, jihad we do, everything. But until we don't make akhirat and Allah our object in the heart, then it is bad. Because if dunya is in our heart, we are Muslims, we'll get our sawab, we'll get our, inshallah, our jannat. But if dunya is in the heart, whatever is in the heart, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, should give a beautiful example of this, that if you have a parrot, and you have taught the parrot beautiful some words, it will say it when it is in safe conditions. It's in its cage, it will make beautiful salam, what and what it will do. But the day the parrot comes in the claws of the cat, and the cat wants to attack and eat it up now, at that time the parrot will forget all its what you had taught it. And what its original voice in the heart, what its own original voice is, te, 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 that will come out at that time. So what is in the heart, when mort will come upon us, and we'll forget everything, what is in the heart will come out. If we haven't made Allah, that is the greatest, to make Allah our object. Otherwise, at least make Jannat and Akhirat our object. If we haven't done that, then it is very, very dangerous. We can carry on with our namazes, with our rozas, everything. But still, as a duty, we are doing it, not as an object. And we haven't made Allah our object. So that is what we have to do. Make Allah our object. So the eyes will trouble the heart. Aankho ki hifazat mein hai is dil ka sukoon bhi. And the contentment of the heart, and even physically the heart will be protected. Various causes of the heart problems. Psychologically also, like we say with tension, your sugar levels go up, your blood pressure goes up, all these things. So when you are thinking of other women all the time, that will affect you. And when then shaitan puts a fear in you, you're going to be exposed now. And when that comes, then you can't sleep at night. You don't know where to go and hide yourself. So shaitan causes all this. And then the sukoon of the heart is gone. When the heart is gone, which is the king of the whole body is in problems and in difficulties. Aankhon ki hifazat mein hai is dil ka sukoon bhi. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Though nafs will make any other excuse. And if we can learn this line and always just remember, think of it. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. For example, you are driving. What nafs will tell you? I just want to see the driver is a male or a female. Why you have to see? Hazrat says, don't look at the driver, look at the car. Keep your distance from the car that you are safe. You don't have to look at the driver. If somebody is walking, who is this, a man or woman? Is it an old lady, a young lady? Now you gone to another country, how do women of this country look? Just want to see how they look. Nafs will make lot of excuses to justify just to look. Just don't look. I don't have to look. If I don't see, no, I won't lose out anything. Let me control my gazes. But nafs will trouble. So this is a very, very valuable ilaj, which I personally have realized. Everyone Allah puts for in somewhere there are great benefits. Go nafs kare tutse koi aur bahana. That nafs will make many excuses just for you to just have a glance. Don't just look. Cut it out. And when you do make an effort, you will be surprised that you might think, I was such a person, I can never stop looking. But how? And sohbat of the sheikh, and making, using the treatment that is given, you will be shocked yourself what change comes in you. Dhoka hai tujhe lutfe haseeno se milega. This is a deception that you're going to get enjoyment from woman. Shaitan only draws a false picture, and then he traps you. Like a lion, you make a trap for it. Or you dig a hole and you cover it, that's just a threat for the lion. So shaitan and nafs makes this dhoka, you're going to get enjoyment from looking at other women. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi ispe na jana. Shaitan will deceive you in many ways. Until a person hasn't recognized shaitan is troubling me, he will be playing in the hands of shaitan. And shaitan will throw him from where to where, and he won't even realize it. And how shaitan comes, for example, how many cases, one young girl who studied in a madrasa, then a boy phoned her for some masala, and then he said he wanted to learn deen. So what shaitan said, yes, you must teach deen, and he wants to learn. I can't deprive him if he wants to learn deen. They got so badly involved, he eloped with her, got married to her, gave her a child, and divorced her, and dumped her. So this is how shaitan, where it started off in a very beautiful way. And how many cases like this, where men teach girls, how many cases, a nafs is there, and there is fitna all the time. So there is great, great danger. This nafs brings lot of fitna, and a person has to be on his guard. Pagal ki tare phirte hai ushaate majazi. And these people, like mad people, they're moving around. They're thinking they're achieving something great. How shaitan has made us stupid. For example, golf. The people, what? Just to put a ball in a hole. And from 10 centimeters, you just tip the ball, it's gone. Oh, big thing. A great, great thing. Or from far, you hit a ball and it went in the... Is that فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. We created you for the stupidity and folly that you saw the world and what money and prizes are given just for hitting a ball in a hole. Did Allah give us our heart, brains, make the sky, the earth for this year? For to kick a ball between two poles. That 11 people on one side are so adamant that a pigskin, the original of soccer started with a pigskin. That the pigskin must be kicked between two poles this side or two poles that side. One person throws a ball, another one hits it, two, three people run after it, 50,000 people clapping hands. And how lot of time? What stupidity. In the same way, with this woman also, shaitan makes us so stupid. And these people, see them, just to attract women, how men will dress. How stupid they will... For attracting men, how woman will dress. Her greatest asset, her izzat, today she just has thrown it out. And the more expensive the fashion clothes are, the brand name clothes, the more you are paying for less. The more you pay for less, that is now something very great. And the more you expose yourself, and all the stupidity, one time to wear different color socks, when in the war time of the 40s and depression, if there were many people who couldn't afford, and the people who had to wear, they had to protect themselves, young children, it was looked, everyone laughed at the person. Today is a fashion. And not only color, different color socks, or two legs different, one sock's got so many colors, and then now half socks. That is a fashion now. It is all the in thing. To wear one time trousers, three-quarter length was looked as so stupid. Now it's the in thing. So how the shaitan is making, what a great fool of us. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai ushaqi majazi, bechain hai din raat, ye badnaam hai zamana. These disgraced people, they are bechain all the time, no. And the proof of it is, they can, how they advertise, and how they make things so look so low rose. On the TV, those people who appear, they are all made up with makeup, so much so, that even that burger is not a genuine burger, it's a plastic burger, so that it shines nicely. And then you think that that real burger also is like that. What is on TV and reality are worlds apart. What is on magazines, what we see, and what is reality are worlds apart. But they do it so incessantly, continuously. They play on the mind that we think that is the truth, that we are convinced. Today on TV, some scientists will say certain point of Islam is true. We believe in it completely. Quran Sharif says, we have our doubts. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, we have our doubts. Some alim will say, we got our doubts. These ulama don't know what's happening in the world. They lost cases. But let some scientists say, German scientists, French scientists, and then it what effect? Something comes on the internet, oh, the whole world is now talking about it. What came in the Quran Sharif, the same thing? No appeal, no effect. Our iman is gone very, that we are so influenced by TV, by media, but by Quran Sharif, Hadith, we are not influenced. Rehna hai agar chain se, sun lo ye meri baat. If you do want to live with respect and honor, listen to me. Aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't let your eyes meet with the eyes. That is the worst thing. Don't look also. And where your eyes meet, the eyes have a much more greater, what words can speak, the eyes speak much more. So if a person wants to control yourself, eye contact, where we have to speak, a customer, a rep or somebody, let there not be eye contact. And they feel offended because that is what they want. So that is what we have to fight, that we don't make eye contact. And after that, make 2 rakat salatu tawbah, those who are helpless, who are in such positions. Make 2 rakat salatul haja, that, oh Allah, you relieve us of this. That this test, don't put us to this test. Akhtar ki ye ek baat, nasihat ki suno tum. Listen to this one talk of advice, Hazrat says, in murdo haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. These are dead. In other words, they're going to die soon. And if you're going to give your life for them, you're giving your life for him who is hayyun qayyum, who is not only alive and who stays alive forever, who keeps everyone else alive. If you give your life for him, he will keep you alive forever. You'll only transfer to akhirat, but you'll have life there also. A person who guards his eyes, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has explained that the person who guards his eyes, he gets a reward of a shaheed. Who guards his eyes, and he is a living shaheed. When he dies also, he'll get the mort of a shaheed, and he'll be living also. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us all with his kindness, with the barakat of our mashayikh. And may Allah shower His favors upon us and let us guard our gazes. Otherwise, we'll do everything, namaz, tilawat, zikr. But if the eyes are not guarded, we are in great, great danger. And if a person does make an effort, a proper effort, and is sincere, it's impossible Allah will not bless him. And this treasure of guarding the eyes, Allah Ta'ala will give it. But a person will have to make effort. And it's a great, it's a valuable thing, and for valuable things, you have to pay also so much more. And in order to make so much more money to be able to pay, you have to make so much more effort also. And if you are blessed with this, then the rest of everything you will be blessed with. Everything else will come. If your eyes are guarded, your heart will be guarded. If your heart is guarded, the heart is the king, everything else. Automatically, really automatically, your beard will come in order. your dressing, your namazes, your truthfulness, your akhlaq, your honesty, everything will come in order. So it all starts with the eyes. When the eyes are guarded, the heart will be guarded. And when the heart is guarded, everything else will come right. Allah reward our Shaykh, whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed, that with the very basic, the most important root cause, that is what Hazrat is working on in his whole life. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat, the surah of the Quran Sharif, I have recited, wal asr, time. Allah is taking an oath of time. Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't have to take an oath. Where somebody is doubted that he might be not speaking the truth, then that person has to take an oath. For what Allah is, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, who can say a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is حَقٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala is the truth himself. He is the truth, and he is the one who makes the truth manifest and open. Why is Allah Ta'ala taking an oath? To convince us. Just see what compassion Allah has got for us. How Allah, otherwise, how many parents also say, hey, just leave this child alone. Let him go die where he wants to die. Allah Ta'ala isn't thrown us away like that. That we are so bad. But Allah is taking an oath, qasam, so that we can get convinced. We can take lesson what Allah, like a mother, father, anyone who has got feeling, and he says, I'm taking qasam and I'm telling you. Please listen to me. This year, this advice, listen to it. Allah is giving us advice like that. How lot feeling Allah has got for us. And Allah wants to guide us. And then Allah Ta'ala only takes, Allah has only got the right to take qasam of anything besides Allah Ta'ala. We cannot take, if we want to take qasam, we can only take of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah can take qasam of, and Allah has only taken oath, qasam, of things which are muhtam bishan, which are very, very great. So if we have to think of time, we just take it, we're just carrying on life like zombies. We don't think. We are passing in time, but we don't think of what is time. Time, Allah is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. It's not just that it happened, time is there. Allah created time. And to just imagine, if you want to make something, Allahu Akbar, a good architect, engineer, he has to think what finer points. Not that halfway the building, now he realized, yes, something is wrong here. Or halfway you build your roads, or whatever your construction you were doing, I didn't allow for this. Or when the building is finished, the road is built, finished, I didn't consider the weather of this place. I didn't consider the traffic which will come after 10 years. What trucks are going to move on this road? I didn't allow for that. Then that road, you guaranteed it for 50 years. In 10 years now, it's finished, that road. You didn't allow how Allah has planned. And from here, realize the kamal of Allah, the kamal-e-ilm of Allah, the kamal-e-qudrat of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gave us our lives, did everything, and He created time, that we pass in time. This is a very great qudrat. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to think. Allah Ta'ala is ilm. But if we have to plan something, how much we have to think? And these big, big buildings, etc., big constructions that take place, is not one company only of architects and how many people work? How many people have to allow? One alone. That is the wahdaniyat of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has created. And then Allah thought and made time, and Allah created time. And so what a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala time is. Then again, the measurement of time, that is another very great qudrat of Allah. If we couldn't measure time, like there was a time when you couldn't measure your sugar levels. Hakims, they used to take your urine, pour it on the ground. And then if ants used to come and drink, they should know there is sugar in this. So this person is a diabetic. Today they made machines. You can measure the sugar levels. How much is it? Your blood pressure, you can measure. Your cholesterol, you measure. Temperature, you measure. So all this, and that is also all from Allah Ta'ala. Sanurihim ayatina. Allah said, we will show them our signs. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaq wa fi anfusihim. In the heavens and the earth and in themselves, we will show them our signs. So the measurement of time which Allah has made, that's another very great ni'mat. We just tell somebody, janazah today is at 2 o'clock. We all should make dua also. Our very dear friend Yusuf Bulbulia Nobs, who was from Cape Town running so many madrasas, he passed away last night. Suddenly, healthy, how healthy he is. But he passed away. Allah grant, make maghfirat. Read three times, Qul Allah, La ilaha illallah. Pass the sawab to all our marhumin. Allah make it easy for all. So this time that Allah has given us, whatever time we have got, make qadr of this time that Allah has given us. So the measurement of time that we say, janazah will be at 2 o'clock. If we didn't have measurement of time, what should we have done? If we were to, today, for example, namaz is just 5 minutes later. How people complain that why namaz is delayed, why it's taking so long. If we didn't have time, that Zohar is going to be azan 12:30, Jamaat 12:45. And people just come at different times. And when we say, okay, now the Jamaat is ready, let us make namaz. And like Eid time, how many people fight again? Though we have got measurement of time. They came 5 minutes late, they missed their Eid namaz. They said, we only make one namaz a year. That also you couldn't wait for us. 5 minutes, this one namaz which we make a year, that also our namaz is gone. So how many people fight also about that? So if we, measurement of time, how many things? You give a contract, you got a time clause in there. How, if without time, what should, Allah has given us this time. So this, when this new year came, it's a measurement of time. 1 year has passed, 1431, we came to a new, so let us think at the qudrat of Allah, how Allah has made time, how He has made for us our 20, day and night. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of day and night. The more we see a beautiful sunrise over the mountains, over the sea, beautiful, alhamdulillah, appreciate it. But the main appreciation was the qudrat of Allah. Who made it? That is the main thing. You have your plate of biryani, you have your beautiful child, grandchild, you enjoy. But the first thing our Hazrat says, Fadhkuruni, remember me. Then afterwards enjoy your ni'mat and then make shukr, washkuruli. Washkuruli is afterwards, first is Fadhkuruni. So we see the sun rise, that who made the sun to work like this? And what precision the sun is working. The sun rise is not set by watches. Watches are set by the sunrise. Everything is done by the system of Allah Ta'ala. So the sun rise, the sunset, beautiful sunsets. People travel from way in the world to what places to go and see the sunset of that place. But more than that, if we don't see Allah Ta'ala, the most, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many of my clear, clear signs I've put in the skies and the earth? يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. Man passes by them, and yamurrun, jama, plural, and mudari. Continuously people are just passing by that. Wahum anha mu'ridun. They are just ignorant. They don't pay any attention. The most a Western tourist will say, a breathtaking sight. But a mu'min, the first thing, Allah, your qudrat is so great. How great that Allah Ta'ala, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there a creator besides Allah who could do this? You see that beautiful fish, tropical fish, the beautiful designs, what designs you see on them. Enjoy it, no problem. But the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. You see the animals in the jungle, whatever you see, the birds flying, the fish swimming, people walking on their legs, people are walking, moving. It's all in that. See the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the first thing that, so with this new year coming, see the qudrat of Allah, that how Allah made measurement of time. We calculate our ages with that. We calculate what were things with time, measurement of time. And then time is such a great, you can lose all your health. Many people were on the verge of death. People, all doctors gave up hope. Qari Abdul Rashid Surti, Damat Barakatum of Karachi, he was so ill when he reached America, he got off the plane, his legs were swollen so big. 3 weeks in intensive care unit, complete organ failure, all his organs failed. There was no doubt that he's, but when he walked out from there, the whole hospital, the staff, doctors, nurses, they came and see ayatum min ayatillah, a sign of Allah, that how did duas did that. They said that nothing else. We couldn't do anything. It was just your prayers and your people's prayer. Otherwise, there was no way. This is one case. How many cases like that? So if you can lose all your health also, Allah can give your health better. You can lose all your wealth. And how many people have lost? And how wealthy Allah made them again after that. You can lose all your family also. How many cases? What happened? A person lost his family. Allah gave him another family, made him happy again. But time, which cannot come back. Your 1 second that is gone, time cannot come back. And it is unfortunately Murphy's law. What had to be appreciated the most, we don't even think about it. We don't think about time. Every moment is valuable. Wherever we are, don't waste our time. While traveling, we can be reading Subhanallah, Durood Sharif, making zikr, contemplating on the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Don't just waste our time. We are waiting for our meals. Don't get angry on the wife. How long I'm waiting? Make mutala of a kitab. Read something. Read Durood Sharif. Read Quran Sharif. Then we don't appreciate time, and everyone has a complaint, no time. We're wasting time, and then we are saying no time to do anything. And how many people, time for the gym they got, time for TV they got, tell them namaz, oh no time, very busy. I have to look after, I'm a single parent, my husband left me, I've got to see to all my children, I've got no time for namaz also. But look at the other things, so much time for everything else. So, and also time, and every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is such, the little of it if you don't appreciate, the lot of it you lose out. Look after the pens, and the pounds will look after themselves. But the small things, when we don't look at, whether it's money, whether it's health, small things, whether it's time, whatever it is, the small things we don't look after, the big things go out of our hand. So look after. One time, our Shaykh Hadrat Damat Barakatum came to South Africa. The first time he just landed, he had tea at Maulana Hussein Bayat's place. Then Hazrat cleaned the teacup with his finger. So I said, Hazrat, this also so much that you even clean the teacup. He says, first he told, just in humbleness, this is ghulu, excessiveness, I'm overdoing things from. Then he said, bhai, the small little things, one drop, and part of a drop makes a drop, and drops make the whole cup. So if you don't appreciate the little, the lot goes out. So in the same way with time, and the biggest thief of time is procrastination. We'll do it. What you have to do, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, with regard to woman particularly, and it can apply to all of us, that one great weakness of woman is, they know they have to do something. We'll do it. We'll do it. Tell them, I told you, we'll do it. I am going to do it. Do it, finish. You got some work? Just get down. Many of us, you sit at your desk, your head doesn't work. So much of work. But just start doing it, and you'll see it gets cleared up. Just give it a little time, and all your work, but when you just look at it, oh, so much work, and now you lie down again, I have to go and have a cup of tea now, let me go and talk, how can your work get done? Get busy, get doing your work, whatever small things, and everything, and to manage time, to look after time, is a great, great thing on its own again. So Allah has given us this time, and this new year that has come, let us appreciate it. When our birthday comes and a new year has started, appreciate it. When we were small children and we became now young and we understood and we became baligh, appreciate. When we got married, now look, we're going into a different phase of life. When you became a father and you became conscious of it when you had 3-4 children, now appreciate that. When you became a father-in-law, mother-in-law, now you became a grandfather, these changes which are coming, take note of them. And bring these changes in our lives. Today, unfortunately, is a sad time that a person is old, woman also man, but they still dress like young woman, like young man. Now when you're old, dress up what suits you now in that age. Now behave how it suits an old person. Don't try and be still young and like those small children and that. Carry on in life, and in this way you'll prepare for death also. Otherwise, mort will face you in the face, and you have not prepared for mort. And as a poet says, that kafan bardosh ho gaye, we are already lying on the kafan. Afsos hai ke marna nahi seekha. But what a pity we didn't learn how to die. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before your death comes. Get ready for death. So that is very important. So time is a great thing. So with the change of the new year, let us appreciate this. And Allahu Akbar, how kind has Allah Ta'ala been to us. He made the change not from the time the Quran Sharif was revealed, not from the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, not from the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, but from the time of Hijrat. So that we get this lesson. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, this is the time when the difference between truth and falsehood was made clear. So let this new year, let it also make a complete change in us. Let us see falsehood as falsehood. That dua we should read, and with the meaning, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, warzuqna tiba'a. Oh Allah, show me the truth as truth. Today there is a great weakness in that also. We don't see the truth as truth. How many people are deprived? The falsehood we see as truth. The truth we see as falsehood. And only Allah can show. And when Allah puts that yaqeen in your heart, the truth you can see, the truth of Islam, and the truth of Akhirat, all this, Allah, what a great ni'mat, what sukoon comes in there. And then, Hazrat, what ulum and insight Allah has given to our Shaykh, then the dua is, وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ. Hazrat say, actually, according to Arabic language, what should make sense should be, وَوَفِّقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ. Give us tawfiq to follow. Let us see the truth as truth, and then give us tawfiq to follow the truth. But it didn't use the word tawfiq in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرْزُقْنَا. So Hazrat says, join this with the other hadith, that a person's mort will never come until the last bit of his rosy is not finished. Malakul Maut tells a person at the time of Maut that what are you crying for? You finished all your water, how much your quota was. You finished all your rice, what your quota was. You finished all your clothes, what you had to wear. You finished the last drop of petrol that you had to travel with. You finished your quota. Now it's your time to go. Don't blame me. You finished your quota. So just like this, that Maut will not come until the quota of truth has come fully into our lives. This person will become, what a waliya kamil, by this dua. That all the truth, till it doesn't come in my life, every bit of truth must come into my life. Then my maut must come. Wa arina al-baatila, baatila. And oh Allah, show me all falsehood as falsehood. Whether it is in aqaid, whether it is in akhlaq, in amal, in every and any matter, all what is falsehood, let me see it and let me realize this is falsehood. وَرْزُقْنَا اِجْتِنَابَ. And give me rosy. That means until 100% I don't stay away from every evil, my maut must not come. And let me, when my maut comes, all the truth and righteousness is in my, every goodness, every akhlaq, every aqidah of righteousness, everything is in my life. And all batil and falsehood, 100%. What a pure person. He goes to Allah in this state. What a dua. So we should, this dua, we should not miss it out daily, once a day, time, once a day at least we should make this dua. It's a very, very valuable dua. So anyway, so now this Allah is, look at the qudrat of Allah, that Allah created time. And then, in this dunya, this time is measured. In Jannat, no measurement of time. It will just carry on and on forever and ever, Jannat and Jahannam. Yeah, we measure time. So, and then the measurement of time, and then the management of time. And a person who looks after his time, wallah, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, who was a great Syrian alim who was in Jeddah all the time in Saudi. He explained once when he came here, that he visited, he had a lot of contact with our ulama, that he visited one of our alims who had two doors to his room. And at both doors, he had a pair of sandals. So he asked him, isn't this extravagance? One pair of sandals is enough for a person. So he told him, if I want to go from this door, I don't waste the time of picking up the sandal from this door. And if I want to go from this door, I don't have to waste the time to pick up the sandal from that door. I just look at how they look after time. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, this is the talk of very great people, that one great buzurg, he measured the time to of chewing, eating food, to roti, taking tarkari, whatever meat, for whatever it is, chewing it, how long it takes me to eat, and how long it takes me to have like oats, something like that, cereal. And I saw that I saved so much time having that food. So I stopped eating the other food. I just have that I just like the meat and that, make it soup. And shorba, our sheikh says that what is shorba? Shoreba. That everything of the meat, your vegetables has come into, you are not depriving yourself of any vitamins or anything. It has all come into the soup and in a very, very condensed way. And you get the full benefit. So these people, they didn't waste time on eating also. They measured the time that today, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh says, we say time pass. And in Ramzan we want to time pass. Pass time. And Hazrat says, a person wants to pass time, he doesn't pass time, he fails time. Time was supposed to be made valuable when you just want to pass time, playing a game of Monopoly, or playing cards, or playing children, and big people, how lot good people, animals, they say we are just addicted to the games on the phone. And if it is to that, it's not still so bad, it may be the name addicted to the games, but maybe something else is on the phone. That all the time, just with the phone, looking on it all the time, how lot of our time, and the greatest asset where we have got is time. A person can, it's not nice to say it, but it's a reality. May Allah save us. He can lose his iman also. He can get his iman back again. Allah protect us all. But time that goes, you cannot get your time back again. What time is gone, there is no way you're going to get your time back again. So may Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this time and take a lesson from this occasion when we are gone into the new year. And from Hijrat, let us take another very great lesson also, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said clearly, who is a true person who makes Hijrat? Al-Muhajir man hajara ma'anaha Allah. Who makes Hijrat from all the things Allah has prohibited him from. So look at the things what Allah has prohibited which are still in my life. Anger is not under control. My eyes are not under control. My fajr is not under control. You pick up one, two things and sort them out. Anger, sort it out. Whatever it is that we don't appreciate, for example, if a person feels that I haven't got weakness, then he has got the biggest weakness. He has to first make ilaj of that to find out his fault. The more a person becomes closer to Allah, one of the greatest signs, the more he just has to admit, muqassirin ya Rab, muqassirin ya Rab. Oh Allah, I'm faulty. Oh Allah, I cannot fulfill your rights. My namaz I cannot make properly. My wife, one person was very keen to get khilafat. So his sheikh made out, this person wants khilafat desperately. He gave him a cup and he put a mouse or a frog inside and he put a sauce on top. He said, go and give it to that buzurg there. Certain place. Mouse and frog not going to sit still. Jump all day. So he became curious, what's in here? And the minute you open it, it's out. So he came back, oh, what you told me, you send me with this mouse or frog, it jumped out of. So he said, you can't look after one mouse, one frog, and you want to look after khilafat. We can't look after our wives, we're finding faults in them all the time. We can't look after our own children, who came out from us. We're finding fault in them. Where are we going to look after the ummah? Where are we going to look after deen? The khilafat is to look after the deen of Allah. We can't look after the small things. Where are we going to look after big things? So this time which Allah has given us, let us learn to manage time. And one of our bad habits, let us try and take it out. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali should give this very nice example also. He says, if you are driving 200 kilometers per hour and you realize I'm on the wrong road, so you're going faster to your wrong destination, away from your destination. Now when you realize I'm on the wrong road and you want to turn around, don't dare take a U-turn at 200 kilometers per hour. You'll destroy yourself. Slow down, slow down, slow down, until, and then again make sure there's no car coming from the back when you want to take a U-turn. And make sure there's no car coming from the front and when you want to make your U-turn. When it's 100% safe, now make your U-turn. And then again, you're not going to reach 200 kilometers immediately. Slowly, slowly, you can speed up again. So yeah. When we realize we're on the wrong road, we got our wrong... First of all, we haven't made Akhirat our object. We haven't defined our destination. What are you going to punch in your GPS? What you going to look on your map for when you haven't, you don't know where you're going? You are looking at, as Dr. Abdul Arifi rahmatullah Ali said, qadam su'e marqad. Your legs are facing the qabr, and you are walking to the qabristan. Nazar su'e dunya. But you are looking not 90 degrees, 180 degrees back you are looking at the dunya. If you could turn your head completely like that, and you look and you're driving at 200 kilometers per hour, kidar ja raha hai, kidar dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where are you looking? We are looking more at this investment, this holiday, that holiday, this we are preparing for dunya. We are going to qabr and no preparation for qabr. We are preparing for dunya all the time. What will be the condition? And we haven't still even defined where we want to go. Now you're sitting with your map, your GPS, where must I, what town must I punch in? Where am I going to? We haven't defined our place. Just living here like everyone else. Just living in dunya. We came here and we're going from here. Why we came? Where we going? For what? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That we just created you for nothing. We gave you eyes. What the creation of Allah. Just for nothing. Just to pass time. Just for sand. What is this human being? He's just a composition of sand and water, a form for a little while. And he was made from sand, from semen, which was made from food, which was made from ground. When the ground was from food, came from the ground, the sand. One form, for a little while he is, and then going back to sand again. We're returning back again. Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From there again. And just for that we, there's no purpose in our life. There's no object in our life. And don't make small things our objects. And in fact, there's no, la ilaha, one of the proper translations of la ilaha, that there is no object in my life, illallah. Allah is my object. That is my object. Many people, for security, we read Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi itself is not your object. It is a means. Keep your eyes on Allah. Allah is the only protector. We read 1,000 times Ayatul Kursi, and still we got burgled. We never ever made Allah the protector. Ayatul Kursi, dunya is also asbab. And they are weak asbab. Deen is also asbab. And it is a strong sabab deen. But the real is, Allah is musabbib bila asbab. Allah doesn't need any sabab. Allah doesn't need anything. So much so, the very cornerstone and the root of our deen is la ilaha illallah. This also Allah has said, that you are permitted, if you are under duress, and you are not allowed to read la ilaha illallah, illa man ukriha, wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman. But iman on Allah is in your heart, then that is sufficient. Even if you want to save your life, that is the lower level. That you save your life and you say, I don't believe in Allah, with your tongue. But in your heart is believe. If such a government has to come, and they kill people who believe in Allah, as many governments came in the past, many. And people were not allowed to have to believe in Allah. If you want to save yourself, it is permissible. The higher is, you rather die. And you made Allah your object, you'll die. You won't worry. You won't shave your beard. You won't change your clothing if Allah is your object. That is my final object. But if dunya is your object, Allah is arhamur rahimin, even permitted. But in your heart must be Allah only. So the real object is only, not even deen is the real. Deen is also a object for a greater object. Many of us who are becoming alims, that is our object, just to become an alim. Who are becoming hafiz, just to become a hafiz is our object. Many people, just khanka is the object, tabligh is the object, or namaz is the object. We never made Allah. Whole namaz we make, we don't think of Allah. We became alim 6, 8, 10 years it took us, but we never ever thought I'm doing it for Allah. That Allah must be pleased with me. 3 years to become hafiz. We became very good hafiz. We're reading qiraat, and we are beautiful, we are reading, but Allah is not in our lifestyle. The whole Quran Sharif is to find Allah. The whole Quran Sharif is a map, is a GPS to find Allah. From Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen still قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. It is all only to find Allah. But we have read Quran Sharif so many times, we made khatam. We have studied, we know tafsir of Quran Sharif. We are hafiz and qari, and we are alims of the Quran Sharif, but we haven't found Allah. We know the whole map of by heart. We can draw a whole map, not only of that one area, the whole world, and with details and perfectly the distance from this place to that place. Yeah, there are rail routes, yeah, there are air flights, yeah, there is this, this is a tar road, this is a corrugated road, this road is under construction. We know it thoroughly, but we haven't found our destination. As long as you have all that knowledge, but you are alime manzil, but to be baligh manzil, even if you don't know anything of that, but somebody takes you to the place you want to go, so to find Allah Ta'ala, that is the main object. So this time Allah has given us, this Roza of Muharram which is coming, what a great, we should take the lessons, keep the Roza also, and not only as customary. And remember also, if we are customary Muslims, when we were in Brazil, they explained to us, those people were from Palestine. Many people are from Palestine. Others are from Spain that they were came before. From Jordan they brought. And they made this a dumping ground. They cause commotion there. The dushman, the enemies, they pick up Muslims and come and dump them here, where they have got nothing. No environment of deen. And in this way, unfortunately, how many people lost the iman. So if we are customary Muslims, because Ramzan, everyone keeps Roza, we also keep. May Allah not bring that day we are in a place where there are no other Muslims. So nobody keeping Roza. In such places, people don't even know it's the month of Ramadan. Eid's day, they don't even know it's, because there is no more an environment. So if we are Muslims, of environment helps a lot. But we must be Muslims, not only of environment, not only of knowledge, more than knowledge, the conviction of the heart. When that is in the heart, you can be alone anywhere. Allah is, you got Allah in your heart. You are with Allah. Allah is with you. But if we haven't done that, then whatever conditions, environments come, we also change like that. We will be like a small animal? A chameleon. That changes. We will also change according to the chameleon sits on green, it's green color. On brown, it's brown color. We will be like chameleons also. If we are with the Muslims and we are in our normal, everything going well, our finances are in order, family is in order, wife is not fighting with us, neighbors and no business in the problems in the business, then we are all right Muslim. But the minute some change comes, then we will change also. So we have to become strong. And for that, ilm also, and that yaqeen in the heart. So let us take this lessons inshallah. So this Roza of Muharram, let us take the lessons. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the Jews keeping Roza on this day, he said, we got a more better right to be thankful to Allah and to observe the commands of Allah. So let us think, what favors of Allah. Also let us take a lesson from here, that the Jews, they kept Roza in shukr to Allah, that Allah gave salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam and the Bani Israel. So for Allah's ni'mats, let us also keep Roza. We only think of eating when it comes to any celebration, eating. But to keep Roza is also a celebration. Ramzan is a festive season. And not festive season like the other people, by keeping Roza and by night staying awake. And it is not the festivity of eating all our savories and our desserts and all our special foods. It is the Roza of the day and the ibadat of the night. That is the celebration. Read the whole Quran Sharif in Taraweeh and stay hungry. So this Roza, so Allah's ni'mats upon us, let us recognize them. And let us show true appreciation for the ni'mats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And also, it is in Muharram, isn't it? This Bidati people, they have the halwa. They eat that halwa. And they say that, what call it, Uwais Qarni. That when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his teeth in the battle of Uhud, and he didn't know which tooth, he broke all his teeth. And then he ate halwa after that, because he didn't have teeth. So we making that sunnat ada. First of all, make the sunnat ada of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We break at least one tooth. That we don't do, but to eat the sweet halwa, yeah, that sunnat that we remember. So all the sweet, sunnats. And what discussion, whenever we sit and eat, is sunnah to eat sweet before or after? Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri Rahmatullah Ali, what an answer he gave. He said that in the time of the Sahaba, they were chewing leaves. They only for two months, only khajur and water. They didn't have food. Days used to pass, no food they used to have. There was no question is to eat sweet before meals. Is it sunnah or after? There's no sunnah like that. That to eat before or after. To stay hungry, that sunnah we don't think. That 2 days we don't have meals, go and give it away to the poor. There are a lot of poor people. Give it to them. That sunnah we don't think. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared with the poor all the time. With non-Muslim poor people. He shared, he gave away. So that sunnah we can't think. But to eat halwa, and we don't think of breaking a tooth, and that sunnah, that was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tooth broke. Always Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi broke his tooth. And then he ate halwa now. He broke all his teeth. That all we don't think. Only that sunnah does. And all the sweet sunnahs. But think of the other sunnahs also. So take a lesson from this. That what ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Keep the rozas. Another great lesson that we have been given. To keep 2 days. 9 and 10. Or 10 and 11. To differentiate from the Ahle Kitab. How much we have been taught, but today we are following them as it comes in a hadith, that just as a lizard will go back and find its hole, like that my ummah will follow the ways of the Ahle Kitab, of the today, everything of this, and for we got the most beautiful, most superior way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We throw that aside, we trade it in, your car of 2000 and of 2000, you don't trade it in for a car of 1980, you trade it in for a car of 2010, 2008, a later model than sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We traded it in for the Ahle Kitab, which came 6,000 years before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, their ways we traded in our deen. How can we do this? Let us choose the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.